John Lucking is back in Unalaska as the interim police chief 25 years after he first came to the island straight out of the police academy. He spent almost 2 decades with the local force, working his way up to the director of public safety position. And from there, he served as police chief in Soldotna and Sand Point before retiring in Washington State. This week, Lucking sat down with KUCB's Zoe Sobel to explain how he was convinced to return to Unalaska.
Well, it wasn't easy, and I'll tell you, I wouldn't have come to any other department in the state if they called and asked. I wouldn't have. I got a call from a hiring agency that the city had contracted with to find some people who might be able to fill in the absence of a chief here. It was kind of a neat opportunity as well to come back home and see the people that are important to me and to be able to help, because I just care a bunch about the department. It'll always be my cornerstone department, and you know, I held almost every position there except for the dog catcher, and some days I was the dog catcher too, in spite of not having the formal title.
And so you have a 6-month contract. It's paying out nearly $20,000 a month, as well as many cost of living amenities, and that seems pretty lucrative. Is that standard, and is that what was needed to get someone in this position?
I think it is. You know, it's a specialty, so to speak, even in the profession, to be able to come in and manage. And I fortunately had a lot of experience here, so I can walk in already knowing the operations, the building, the people, the community, and those kind of things. So it's not uncommon. And also, a person needs to keep in mind, I'm not getting any contribution to a retirement. I'm not getting any kind of medical insurance coverage. I'm not getting any of those other benefits that exist that someone might not see in a reported salary.
It sounds like you have experience coming into departments elsewhere and kind of helping and getting them to regain footing and become stable and move on to their next stage. What are some of your responsibilities, and what will you be doing in the coming months?
Well, I think that's probably a good word, stabilize, you know, and that's something that that we really needed here at the department. It's been a year where the city has looked at separating divisions, and, you know, so there were problems with making permanent promotions because they didn't know what was going to happen next. And in that period of the last year, I know we've lost a lot of people in patrol. So we have a skeleton crew, can't even describe what's there. It's less. I think we have 16 patrol positions that include the sergeants. And right now at this time, operationally, we have 5 people. So manpower is the first objective, and that's getting some people to shore up the numbers in patrol so that the folks that are there don't get burned out. So that's the number one need right now, is to find some kind of resource to get help here at the patrol level. And outside of that, I'm real happy because the glass is more than half full. The dispatch division has an active sergeant that's a good manager, and he seems to be running that ship pretty good. And the correctional facility has the same situation, where they have a sergeant who's managing a full staff. So we're in pretty good shape there, which lets me focus a lot of time on patrol.
And I know, in addition to trying to bolster the patrol forces and just the staff at public safety, there's the big search going on for the next permanent chief. Where does that stand now?
There's a group of applicants that are finalists now, and I have been asked to be part of making recommendations, which I feel really fortunate about, because my care for the department will go far beyond my time here. And so I think we're moving toward doing some interviews probably in April, though things haven't been finalized.
And so based on what you're seeing now, do you have an idea of when Unalaska will see a permanent chief?
I would suspect probably June. I think in the early part of summer we'll be able to see somebody who's been selected and moves forward. A lot will depend as well on their timeline. Whoever is selected is obviously going to have some things to wrap up and their lives to relocate here to an island in the middle of the Bering Sea.
I know we talked a little bit about staffing and being able to recruit and retain people as a problem. Are there other challenges facing the department or other areas where it needs to grow?
It's a continual morph in this profession, and especially in this community, because it changes dramatically. And the challenge is, I think, big for an executive in the department and the position that I'm holding right now, if it were long-term, would be monitoring the state and advocating and doing all we could to ensure that we continue to get funds that can leave us operating at the level we need to. We're in a remote place. It's expensive to live here. It's expensive to run a department as a business when you consider cars and heating fuel and business spaces and things like that. As an executive of the department, I think that's probably going to be one of the focuses most. And then second to that is retention for law enforcement. The state's tiered system for retirement doesn't leave very much appeal for people coming in to start a long career. And it's basically, at this point, a 401k where they make a contribution to a retirement fund and just a small portion is matched. So when they do retire over time, a lot depends on what happened with that money on their investments.
And I'm wondering, outside of work, what's the thing that you're most excited about for being back in Unalaska?
I got here, and when my feet hit the ground, I was at home again, and I got hugs from old friends. And the next morning, I went up to the cemetery and said hello to a lot of old friends that are there and sadly gone now. And then I drove out to Summers Bay and looked over the water, and it was just right.
That was Interim Police Chief John Lucking speaking with KUCB's Zoe Sobel.